Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States and Cuba restore full diplomatic relations. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba each now have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. Just hours after the ceremony, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the restoration of relations with Cuba a new beginning.
Today, with the opening of our embassies and the visit of the foreign minister, we are taking an historic and long overdue step in the right direction. To keep moving forward, both governments must proceed in a spirit of openness and mutual respect.
An opening ceremony for the U.S. Embassy in Cuba will be delayed until Kerry can travel to Havana. President Barack Obama is offering U.S. support to Nigeria's visiting leader, Muhammadu Buhari. Aru Pandey has more.
Just 8 weeks after taking office, Nigerian President Buhari sat beside President Obama in the Oval Office and listened as the American leader praised the historic vote, marking the first democratic transfer of power since the end of military rule in Nigeria in 1999.
We saw an election in which a peaceful transition to a new government took place.
During Monday's visit to the White House, President Buhari thanked President Obama for U.S. support in making the hope of a peaceful transition a reality. Aru Pandey, the White House.
The U.N. Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting, eventually, of economic sanctions against Iran. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in the Turkish city of Suriye.